All right, so we'll say, we'll pick up on page 114, the second paragraph down. Atiyach ala hafsid, es asechel vahegyon habarishacha b'shumas. So remember again, just reorient ourselves a little bit. The Ramchal is talking about the idea that there are three different things that prevent a person from being zohir, from being contemplative. So we spoke about the first two, now we're up to the third, which is the chevra ra, a negative peer group. And the idea with the negative peer group, is now Rav Kashtil is kind of getting into, why is it that peer groups, that social circles are so important to us? So Rav Kashtil posits, which is, I think, an incredible yisod, which is that the one thing that we all struggle with throughout life is the fundamental question of, am I normal? Am I just a regular person? And the ability to fit into a peer group and have other people who like me is in and of itself a testament to my normalcy. Therefore, again, when the peer group decides to do something, I feel compelled to be part of that peer group, because if I break away from the peer group, I lose that sense of normalcy. So he says, so people make all kinds of terrible decisions in order to remain part of the peer group. You could lose everything. For what? Because Ashaya is an illusion. Because of the illusion that being part, that flowing with the Chevra, is the Makar, is the source for self-affirmation. This is actually great. I've struggled with this word. Maybe Ruben's Hebrew is better than mine. So if you look at that word, it's Pei Resh Mem Tes Resh. So parameter. Parameter, so it's interesting, it's Hebrew, right? See, he had parameter, mizos hachevra. So what's interesting, what's amazing is that people define their senses of right and wrong by what the chevra does, right? If the chevra does this, then it's right. If the chevra doesn't do it, then it's not right. Who is this chevra? Who is this group of people that I am relying upon in order to set the parameters of right and wrong? Mimasai zekacha. From where is this from? Zetaloi bechevra. Lo kol chevra zekacha. Yesh chevra shitipshis. So listen, if a person is part of a wonderful peer group, of a righteous peer group, and I say, you know what, I have good friends, they're good influences, and the truth is, yes, I could take my cue for what to do or what not to do in life from them, then ein achinami. Such parameters work. What happens if one has friends who are fools? What happens if one has friends ultimately who are not good influences, who are not very good or moral people? So suddenly, because they become part of a collective known as a chevra, then suddenly what they do has some kind of legitimacy. He goes on, as shekulam omrim shekadur aretz omi b'makom v'ashemish mistoviv sirivo ze omer shegam atasarach lashav kacha. So if my friends say that the earth stands in the middle and the sun rotates around the moon, it rotates around the earth because my chevra says it, then ultimately, again, that's correct. Of course, you know, we've all heard this growing up at some point in time, where the famous parental adage of, if all of your friends are jumping off the bridge, so you're going to jump off the bridge also. Meaning that you sowed is, what's amazing is, so from the time that we're young already, the psychology of this, I think, is quite dramatic. From the time that we're young, we just want to fit in. So everybody knows that, but why do people want to fit in? Because fitting in is a form of self-affirmation. Fitting in is a way that I know that I'm normal. And that desire to fit in is so strong that even when the chevra is doing things that don't make sense, I get drawn into that as well. Yesh chevra shekulam chotim. Sometimes there's a chevra where everyone is a sinner. As Zehofech Leo's parameter, right? Then ultimately this comes to be permitted as well. Mimasai chevra ze modeit. From what, when did the chevra become the measuring stick by what, through what is right and what is wrong? Zetalui baofia chevra. Fine. Shmira ala mud shidra atzmai. Shlomo masio. So that literally means that guarding or being vigilant about the need to have a shedra atzma'i. Shedra is a spine. So having a spine of individuality. So having the strength to be an individual. He says, Shlomo Masri HaSama Pa'amayim. So Shlomo HaMelech warns us multiple times. Haseicha shalcha, v'hamatzpon shalcha, v'ishiyut shalcha, yicholim leskapel im atotis arev im shonim. So a person could lose their individuality. A person could lose their personality, everything could simply wither away if I go ahead and mix, or if I go ahead and allow myself to be exposed to all different kinds of influences. Anoshim shim lo beseder, him lo normalim, him lo shipuyim. So what happens? So sometimes if I allow myself to be exposed to people who are not normal, who are not in order, ava mashi yikra lecha, la'at la'at, shekde liyos chilek mehem, atatapoch lelo normali, umusari, velohegioni, altisari. So listen to what happens. So often we're exposed to a particular either individual or group, and at first glance I realize that this person is not totally normal. This person is not the kind of person I want to be around. But you know what happens? That as I allow myself more and more to be around someone or something or some group, as I allow myself to be exposed more and more, I change. And over time, I become that same abnormal person as well. Zela Omer lisno osam. Now this is very important to sort of say. So what Rav Kashtiel is saying is that how does change work? For most of us, change occurs gradually. This is true in the positive as well as in the negative. Positive change has to occur slowly and incrementally, and negative change usually occurs slowly and incrementally as well. So what ends up happening is, at first I'm exposed to a group or to an individual that at first glance or at first exposure I know is not right for me. I know it's just not right for me. But as time goes on, the walls, the shmira comes down a little bit, and a person begins to get closer, and a person begins to change themselves, until one day I become that very person, or I become part of that very group that at first glance I knew was not really right for me. He says, but yet, so Moshe said, how do we deal? This is very important. How do we deal with people, ultimately, again, who we know are not the correct influences for us? How do we deal with people who we know at the end of the day are not the right exposure for me? So Rav Kashtiel writes, Zelo Omer Lesno Osam. You know, you shouldn't hate anyone. You shouldn't, meaning just because someone's different than me, or maybe even someone is a negative influence, I should not go ahead and chas v'shalom hate someone. V'lo omer lehisnasi aleihem, nor should I go ahead and act arrogant around them, v'lo arivi tam, or to fight with them. Ava ata tzorech, lo tzorech limkor es olam ha'arachim shalcha, kedei lihios mekubo chavratit. Rav says an amazing yisod. But what is the last line on page 114? But a person should, don't sell your values in order to be part of the chevra. I will say this, I think this yisod, by the way, is not just true in social circles. You know, for those who have to be in the world, you know, just in business, and it's so easy to go ahead and compromise on things in order to go ahead and seal the deal, in order to go ahead and advance things. Because again, the more you ingratiate yourself ultimately to the people whom you are conducting business with, so one would think that the more amenable they would be to conducting business with you. And a person could go ahead and make small compromises here and there, and one day they wake up and they're a dramatically different person. So Rav Kashtiel Ramchal is saying, don't sell your values in order to be part of the chevra. Lama, zelo shavet velo nachon. Ato yochol lihios, page 115. Ma'od minumas na'im v'yedidoti, va'adin, ava yesh lacha se ish yoshecha. Boss, it is an incredible yisod. So Rav Kashtiel says over here, he says, right, I hope we didn't skip anything. All right, I did skip a little bit? Okay. Homework. So says the Ramchal, a person could go ahead and be very mu'urav ma'brios. A person could be a wonderfully kind and friendly individual without at all giving up or yielding or being mevater on their values. Ha'im ze matara lis ari b'chol mechir. So a person has to ask themselves a very simple question. What is the most important thing in life? Is the most important thing in life fitting in? Is that the most important thing? Am I willing to pay any cost in order to fit in? V'mais arvos azos, hi taruf gomor, ha'im gam ze'az tisaraif. And again, if blending in will literally destroy me, if blending in will go ahead and take away and drain some of the goodness and holiness that I possess, is it worth it? Im kulam tasim li'vadon, ata tasitam, if everyone again is journeying towards destruction, should I get on the same plane? V'im yomar lecha adam, lahagid svaros harikas. I will say, now this I have to tell you, I have to, on a personal level, I can't tell you how many times I've had this conversation with people. So a person will say, I know that my peer group is not good. I know that my chevra is not the best influence. But I have a very good religious reason why it's important for me not to break away from them. And that is, the olam te daito shel adam meureves simabrios. It's important to be able to get along with all kinds of people, right? I'm like doing deep cover kiruv, you know? Mamish, I'm there, I'm embedded. I'm embedded in the cell over here, in like the, you know, in the negative mido cell. I'm a sleeper agent in there. And I'm telling you, I'm Urva Mabrios. If I break away from them, they're going to say this, they're going to say that. And I will say, you know where else this happens? You know, inevitably, we live in an age where most families have different branches with different religious values and different religious practices. And often we have to go ahead and you have to know how to interact with every single person. And often we feel compelled to sometimes be mevatar or give up on certain beliefs that we have or certain practices in order to make shalom. And I will say very often again, so people often advance this argument that I have to be mevatar on who I am, what I am, in order to be me'urav im abrios. He says, li'olam te'daito sha'adam me'urav es ma'abrios, v'ch'ora zos kushya, nirash yesh enyan sh'tarach les ayv im abrios. I will say it appears from here that a person is supposed to go ahead and be mu'urav im abrios. What does he say? So the Ramchal writes, ki'im yomer l'cha, we'll just do this paragraph, then we'll stop. Ki'im yomer l'cha la'adam, if a person says to you, li'olam te'daito sha'adam me'urav es ma'abrios, a person should be able to get along with all people. And again, so therefore, and that what that argument is saying is, be mevatar. You don't have to stand your ground always on your positions. You don't have to stand your ground on your beliefs. That sometimes, whether it's for your social group or other people, you have to learn just to give up a little bit. So the Ramchal says something amazing. Absolutely. You should be ma'urav im abrios. As long as those brios are doing the right thing. If those brios are doing the right thing, then absolutely you should do your best to always get along with people. But I will say there are times in life where others are not doing the right thing. I want to be clear. Even in those moments when others are not doing the right thing, it doesn't matter who those others are, whether they're your family or they're your friends, you always have an obligation to be respectful. A person can never, chas v'shalom, be disparaging of another, can never put down the other. A person always has to know how to get along and how to be kind and how to be good to the other. But a person doesn't always have to yield on their values. That there are times in life where I do have to draw my line in the sand and say, I love you, I care about you, this is what I believe. This is what I believe. These are my beliefs and they're sacred to me. And I want to get along, I want to coexist, but I'm not willing to be mevater. I'm not willing to go ahead and give up on this. So the notion of li'olam te'adaito sha'adam me'uras ha'mabrios is not a din of yielding on your values. It's a din of knowing how to interact with all kinds of people, but yet still being strong in what I believe in. We'll stop over here for today. Pick up Emirat Hashem tomorrow.